The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, the Buddha gave an interesting analogy. He was talking to someone, and he was talking about two oxen that are tied to each other with a tie, with the rope. And he asked, is the one ox being hindered or fettered or being attached, being hindered or fettered by the other ox? And the answer to the question is no. The two ox, the ox is, are being fettered or being hindered by the rope between them. The tendency is to answer that, for some people, is to answer the question, yes, if they're tied together, then one ox is hindering the other ox. But what the hindrance comes from is from the tie, the rope that holds them together. Because, and again, a little story, when he tells the analogy, he says, is the first ox hindered by the second ox? Is the second ox hindered by the first ox? You know, they're both, you know. And no, it's each of them are hindered separately by the rope that's between them, that ties them together. So then he takes this analogy, it's a teaching analogy, and he applies it to our lives. And he says that there's the object of what you see, and there's the eyes. And then there's the attachments, the fetters, the ties that connect, that can connect those two. If we're attached to, you know, if I'm attached to this wonderful bell that's here, I can see the bell. The attachment does not live in the bell. The attachment does not live in the eye, but in the kind of analogy or kind of language as ancient tradition, it's then the attachment is in the relationship between the two, which is not the bell and not the eye, but the knot. The literal word that's used in this text is knot. That's, again, it gets entangled, those two. So am I being limited by my attachment to the bell? Is it the bell at fault? In which, if it's the bell's fault, we get rid of this bell. We can't have a Buddhist teacher attached to anything. So if we attach this bell, we just kind of put it in the garbage, and then we're happily ever after. But only was that easy. But we don't want to blame the bell. Now, you could blame the teacher. Let's just dump the teacher. As if the person is the problem, in a sense, or the eyes. But rather it's the attachment. And so the Buddhist practice focuses on untying the ties, or disentangling the tangle. There's a famous little Buddhist slogan. So then Buddha went on with hearing. There's the sound, there's the ears, and then there can be a tie, an attachment, a knot between those two. There's smell, there's a nose, and there can be what ties the two together. There can be the tongue, the taste, and then there's the what ties the two together, that hinders them, that ties them up, entangles them. And then there can be the body, sensations, and you know, tactile objects, and then the tie between them. And then the same thing with the mind. There can be the inner eye that can see that or perceive or know that we're having emotions and feelings. And then there's the emotions and feelings, and then there's that relationship between them that can be one of being entangled with it. So really central to this Buddhist enterprise of practice is not to reject anything in the world or anything within ourselves, and not to reject ourselves as the subject or the experiencer in a sense, but rather to investigate the relationship that exists between the world and ourselves, between ourselves as the observer, as the experiencer, and what we're experiencing. And it's so easy to blame the other ox. It's so easy to blame the bell, or to blame the thing that we're somehow in relationship with but struggling with. Or we blame ourselves, the person having the experience or knowing it. And there's this wonderful middle ground. I don't know if it's wonderful, but it's wonderful that there is a middle ground, that where we don't have to take responsibility or take the blame or feel bad about ourselves. And it's not about the out in the world that we have to reject, but it's something magical, something special about discovering some freedom in the relationship between those two. And so when we're not free, then Buddhism calls that an entanglement, a fetter, a tie. Somehow we're tied to those things. And so can we discover the nature of those ties? Can we discover the nature of what that relationship is? Do we have a relationship where we want more? Do we have a relationship that we want less? We push it away. Do we relate? We're tangled up with our experience because we're seeing it through the lens of me, myself, and mine. Whatever is happening here, this says this about me, and I'm a good person or a bad person, as opposed to just letting it be a simple experience. We have emotions. There's a powerful way to give freedom to our emotions that comes when we don't tie ourselves to them. We don't reject the emotions. We don't try to repress the emotions, but we're not tied to them. We're not entangled with them. We know it, and the knowing is free of what we know. Our thoughts. We don't have to be tangled with our thoughts. There's all kinds of amazingly creative thoughts that human beings can have. And I imagine some of you are amazingly creative, to say it in a very polite way, in the kind of thoughts that you can have. No problem. It's not the problem having those thoughts. It's a problem how we relate to the thoughts, how we hold on, how we fight them, how we reject them, how we judge them, how we judge ourselves because of them. There's a thought, and there's a knowing of a thought. And there can be, between the two, there doesn't have to be anything that ties them up, tangles them. Instead, there can be vast emptiness, space. There can be kind of a wonderful, glorious gap in which there can be kind of a sense of clarity or openness or luminosity even. So I said this morning, earlier, that the idea of there's just a place of stillness or quiet or peacefulness that is not requiring anything in the world to change, but how we look. We look in a quiet way. We look at a peaceful way on whatever is difficult, whatever is easy, whatever is wonderful. We hear in a quiet way. We taste and smell and touch with a quietness, a stillness, or a peacefulness, or with clarity or something. And then also with the mind, we know what's going on internally. So to untie, to disentangle the tangles is one of the ways that the Buddhist tradition talks about the whole purpose of Buddhist practice. And one of the first disentangles, one of the great disentangles to do is to disentangle yourself from your tangles. So that if you do from time to time find out that you're entangled, you're attached, and you're caught up, don't add another knot. There's a tangle, and there's a knowing of the tangle. And between the tangle, between the knot or the attachment, and the knowing of it, there can be peace. There can be stillness. There can be space. Emptiness. Glorious emptiness. So, there's something about dropping in, settling down, showing up for our experience at the level of how it's in the immediacy is experienced now that this kind of teaching points to. It points to the immediacy of seeing what you can see, immediacy of hearing what you can hear now, immediacy of tasting and smelling and then touching, tactilely feeling, and the immediacy of what you can know in the mind, inner life right now. So if you're thinking about the past, you see that that clearly is happening in the present. It's known in the present. Thinking about the future, it's a present moment experience. To somehow be able to settle back into this, then we can start discovering the rope that ties the ox. And perhaps if the ox becomes free, it's kind of nice. Because oxen are strong. Maybe all of us can be oxen. Or something like that. Maybe you have a better analogy. So I hope that as we start this new year, that the practice that we do unties you from all the things that limit you so that you can be strong, so that you can walk through this world with your full strength and capacity and confidence, maybe like a mighty ox or a mighty elephant or something. So, thank you.